you see that Rabbi Avu meets Eliyahu Hanavi, and he asked him a question in learning. In fact, he asked him two questions in learning, and he would answer these questions. It's Yodua that the Chidah, in his Pesach Einayim, in Mesechtes Menachos, Taf Memhei asks, that we know that wherever the Gemara says, Tekel, so you have an Ibayu in the Gemara, and the Gemara says Tekel. So what does Tekel mean? So literally it means, let it stand. But Chazal had a Mesorah, that Tekel is Rosh HaTevis, Tishbi Yitarets, Kushis V'Ibayis. That we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Tishbi, he's going to come one day, and he's going to answer all the questions. It's a freak, the Chidah. He says, I understand. Ramiram had Gil Eliyahu. If they had Gil Eliyahu, so why didn't they ask Eliyahu Hanavi all their shaylas? And the emphasis is this Gemara really brings out the question so not shaykh. I mean, there's many, many Gemaras with Tanam and Amiram having Gil Eliyahu. But this Gemara screams the Chidah's question because we learned the Sugya and the Gemara has a beautiful postscript to the story. That Rabbi Avu Eliyahu Hanavi, he asked him the question. So why is it Tishbi Yitaretz Kushes V'Boyz? Why couldn't he just ask him the question? The emphasis is in Zohar HaKadosh, in Raya Mehemnitz, in Parsha Sav, the Zohar HaKadosh says that as it relates to Shailas and Halacha, so over there in the Zohar, there was a big Shaila, and the Lashon of the Zohar was that they got up and they said, Yehei Munach HaTshiyah V'Eliyahu, which of course is a play on Bach Metziah Daf Gimel, the Manu Shlishi. But they said, Yehei Munach HaTshiyah V'Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hanavi, one day is going to come and he's going to answer the questions. This is the Makar that Teiku is Tishbi Yitaretz Kushes V'Boyes. Yehei Munach HaTshiyah V'Eliyahu, regarding all halachic questions. So Makshama Olam, it's the Chidah's Kasha. I understand, why did they? The truth is, if you look at the Chidah says that it's Yitachin, that Eliyahu Hanavi, when he's Megal himself, so different times he's Megal himself in different ways, with different Madregas of Neshama, and different Madregas of Kedusha. Not every Gil Eliyahu is the same Gil Eliyahu. And he says it's Yitachin, that Eliyahu Hanavi was Megal himself to the Tanam and Amiram, it could be he couldn't answer all those questions. It could be it wasn't a Bechina of Yehei Munach HaTshiyah, it's not that Eliyahu that one day is going to come be Machir the Shailas. This Gemara is a little bit of a kasha on that Chidah, because he had a Mefurish Gemara where they asked him real fleshy the Shailas, and Eliyahu Navi clearly was Bepchina where he was able to answer these questions. Either way, that's the first Ara. The second Ara is that it's Mavu in this Gemara that Eliyahu Navi, being that he's Pinchas, was not allowed to be in a Beis HaKfaris, right? That was the third question, really. The Rabbi Avu asked Eliyahu Hanavi. He told him, "Lav koyin humar, my time of koyin mar bebeis hakfaris." What was the answer? The answer was, "It's true." Abi kivrei yakum enim etamis lois hatoyra adam kiyamus ba'oil atam kriyam adam. This famous Chazal right here. But it's mavur that Eliyahu Hanavi is not let it be in a beis hakfaris. To do it, that Chassam Sofer in his Chuvas and Chelak Vav, he asks that if Eliyahu Hanavi is mitzvah mitzvahs, so how is it possible that Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris? Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Hanavi comes to every single bris milah. That's why we have a kisei shel Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi was zoicha to be the Malach HaBris. Shteit nepirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah brings it in Hilchas Milah. It's because of an uvda that happened. Eliyahu was mekana kinas Hashem keneged Achav and Izevel, and he was a big kanoi. This is Eliyahu Lishitasa, who was a kanoi in Parshas Pinchas, Vadvar Matikin. But the bottom line is, Eliyahu Hanavi was a kanoi. He was Mekana Kines Hashem. And it's for that we once said that could be the kanois of Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was Mekana Kines Hashem, Megani Bris Milah, was the same kanois of Eliyahu Hanavi in Parshas Pinchas. Right? What was the kanois of Parshas Pinchas? It was Kanoim Poigumbai. Boil Aramis. Kanoim Poigumbai. Right? That's what happened over there. Zimri was Boil Cosby. And the halach is, if someone's Boil Aramis, Kanoim Poigumbai. The Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Yutessam and Aleph, we spoke about it recently. It's also Medrash Rambam at the beginning in Parshas Vayera. That any person that's a Mohol, Avram Avinu, is Yoshev, Pesach HaOil, Kachoy Mayoim, he sits at the entranceway of Gan Eden, Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That was the theme of that rabbi. And from the Ach Pri Tvia, and the Rebbe of Reb Shaila, either way, and he pulls any person that's a mal out of Gehenim, or he doesn't let him go into Gehenim. There's a bechina of any person that's a mal, Avram Avinu doesn't allow going to Gehenim, with the exception of who? Someone that's Bayil Aramis. And the reason is, because if someone's Bayil Aramis, he doesn't see him as a mal, it undoes his mila. The kanos of Eliyahu Hanavi in Melachim was a kanos of mila. Right? That's why he was zoichet to become the Malach HaBris. What was the kanos in Parshas Pinchas? What was that kanos? Kanam poigim by for what? For Boil Aramis. Das ist euchet am Milo de gesagt. It's the same kanos. It was kanos am Milo. The truth is, if you look in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that after Eliyahu Hanavi was mekana kines Hashem for bris Milo, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliyahu, lo oilam ata mekana. You've always been a kanoi. You, the Arvis Moya, when we were in the Midbar, it says that you were the one that was Kana Kenesi. And now you're Kana again. Chayecha, there'll never be a Bris Mila, and you're not going to be Zaychatu. In Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it's actually Mashma that the reason Yon Navi became the Malach HaBris wasn't just for this Kanois. It was for that Kanois also. What does that Kanois have to do with anything? The Teretz is, it's both of these Kanois. Because Yana Kanois was also a Kanois for Mila. Because Kolabayla Ramis is our loss in Mshaches, and as a result, you're not a Mo. So Kumtachais, it was Lashitas, the same Yon Navi. But the bottom line is, we're digressing a little bit. So Eliyahu Navi goes to every single Bris Milah. If he goes to every single Bris Milah, what happens if he has a Bris Milah in Yerushalayim and he has a Bris Milah in Lakewood? So how could he be the same Shabbos by the two Bris Milahs? Isn't he going outside the Tchum? So you'll tell me. Outside the Tchum. Eliyahu's Chayv Mitzvahs. How do I know that? It's a Gemara. Above Mitzvah, Kufi Dal Noi Beis. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Chelek Vav, he handled this Shailah. He says, L'chayv Tzestira. The Chassam Sofer says, a Meridig Chiddush, which he uses to be miyashiv all the sugyas and the stiris in the sugya that is Eliyahu Hanavi. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says, there's Eliyahu Hanavi who's megal himself with his guf, and then there's Eliyahu Hanavi where he doesn't appear with his guf, but rather he only appears beruchai ubinishmasai. Eliyahu Hanavi has the ability to megal himself with his guf. Why? Because he was Allah asar ashanayim. Because Eliyahu loy mes, right? That's the whole chakir we spoke about not long ago, the Chumas Hadashen, Eishes Eliyahu, whether she's mutter, she's not mutter, because there was no real Misa ever by Eliyahu Hanavi. He was Bepchinas Loi Meis, and that's why he can appear. And when he appears, he's Chayiv Mitzvahs. Al Derech Zeh. But Eliyahu Hanavi also, says the Chassam Sofer, although he was Loi Meis, but his Neshama also has the ability to separate from his Guf, and he can appear sometime only Beruchai Ubinishmasai. And when he appears Beruchai Ubinishmasai, then of course, he's not chayiv mitzvahs. The neshama is not chayiv mitzvahs. So the Eliyahu Navi that was here, that's Eliyahu with the Gof. Eliyahu is chayiv mitzvahs. Eliyahu Navi that appears by all these different places, that's a different Eliyahu Navi. Another interesting thing that we're not going to talk about now, but we have spoken about in the past. So what does Rabbi Ravua say? You want to know if I learned Tyrus? Barbo loy matzina. You expect me to have learned the other two stars. So which are the four that's loy matzina? It's Moyed, Nezikin, Noshim, and Kachim. Those four. Kavachayim the other two. What's the Kavachayim? My chosis. What? Say the Moyed is more of a yachsin, it's more chashiv than say the Tyrus. Mechatesa, that's the way it's supposed to be. So Rashi says that the reason those four are different, because they're all halacha l'maisa. You have to know say the Moyed, you have to know say the Nezikin, you have to know say the Noshim. You also have to learn Kachim. We have to learn Kachim. Meaning those are clearly halacha l'maisa. Zroim, Chutz Laretz, that's Rabbi Ravul live, wasn't halacha l'maisa, and Tyrus also. At that point, wasn't halacha l'maisa. You have to know that Miram had the Efer, the Paraduma, also a related rabbi. But the bottom line is these things were maybe. But Kachem's also not halacha l'maisa. One day, Makriv and Afal Vishayin Bayis, Hastis Rav Tziyash Kalasher, that's what Rashi means. Right? Kachem's also not halacha l'maisa. So Rashi says a Dover Nifla. Rashi says, although it's true that Kachem is not halacha l'maisa, but the Kachem Nami, it says, Ubechom Mokoy Mukter Mugish Lishmi, Vaminon Elo Tamid Chachamim Oiskim Vilchas Avoida, Bechom Mokoy Malalein Akasav Kilo Makriven Oisim Beveis Amikdash. And being that when a person is Oisim Beteris Achatas, it's Kilo Hikriv Achatas, when you Oisim Beteris Oila, it's Kilo Hikriv Oila, Kum Tois, it is halacha l'maisa. Because you're bringing Karbonis. So, being that I'm bringing these karbonis, so it's for that reason, this is talking something that's going to be halacha l'maisa. We once spoke out that this Rashi would seem to be a little bit of a makar to a shaila that the Gedolei Achrinim talk about. There's an Archaim HaKadosh, there's some safe about this, and that is this idea that you find if someone's oisei b'teres achatas, if you brought a karbon chatas. What if someone learns the sugya of Egla Rufa? Is it if he brought an Egla Rufa? If someone learns the sugya of Trumas, it's as if he was Mafra Shuma. Is it a halacha dafka regarding kachim? Zayis teres achata, zayis teres ha'oyla, b'cham makom mukter mugish l'shmi. It's a kachim de galacha u'neshal maparim sefaseinu. Or is this something that's true for shar mitzvahs as well? It sounds a little bit from here that this is true for. It's not true for shar mitzvahs. Why? Because if it's true for shar mitzvahs, it comes out all the starim are halacha l'maisa. Because just like kachim, why is this suddenly halacha l'maisa? It's not based on the fact that you could actually bring the karbanis, because you can't bring the karbanis. No, the teretz is because kala oisik. So why do you have the kala oisik regarding all those in yonim as well? You know, befrat as it relates to Tyrus. Rabbi Baravua didn't learn Tyrus. We once spoke out of dover nifla mamish that the chidah brings a few times in his svarim. He brings up a shame, the Guri Ari, that the Guri Ari said that there's a few gemaras in Shas where Rabbi Akiva said something in Agadata, And Amaloi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Chaverim told him, Malacha Eitzel Agada, Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis. Parenthetically, we once spoke at a Chiddush Neira from the Lutzker Rav. The Lutzker Rav says in Aznaim L'Toyra, he has a Kashan Ramban, where the Ramban has to explain a Pasuk, and really the Pirish of that Pasuk is a Machlokes Tanon, it's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ramban explains the Pasuk, Peshitas Rabbi Shmuel. We know the klal in Shas is Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi. So I understand Erevim Mavolam Mebeis. So why would you paskin like Rabbi Shmuel? Why are you bringing the pshat and the pasuk of Rabbi Shmuel? Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, and he says something that Umale Mikra Amroi, us mortals would never be able to say. But the Lutzkerav had a Meir Degakoy Chachidish, and he says like this. He says that the Gemara says in a few places in Shas, Rabbi Akiva said something in Agadato, and they told Rabbi Akiva Malacha Itzel Agado Klach Itzel Nagon Vaholis. Says what was the Oymik? The Oymik was they were telling him, Rabbi Akiva, your koyach is more for Nagon Vaholis. It's not so much for Agado. Right? Sometimes somebody maybe could be a big London. That's his koyach. Maybe it's not Binyone Agada. So he said, Malacha Eitzel Agada. Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis. He said, from there you see that Hagam Malacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi. And Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi, they achieved Madregas in Bina and Chachma that maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zaycha to. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came up to Makabal the Torah, he saw Rabbi Akiva, right? He had kinna from Rabbi Akiva. Right? Who were the two people Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilo had kinna from? Two Chazals. Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu had kinnah from Rabbi Eliezer. We once spoke out. What did they have in common? They had the koich of tshuva. That's what they had in common, right? They had the koich of tshuva. They were both amei ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, was in the smala abayas kuleyar. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer both reached unbelievable madrigas, but it didn't come easy. They were nefilas. And because they had the koich of tshuva, it says, beged the b'makim shabal tshuva oimid ein tzadik gomer yachalami. Right, that's what Rav Tzadik says in Pri Tzadik, in Parshas Vaschanon. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was batachsriya matmei likim. He reached the Shan Mem Tes, but he couldn't reach the Shan Nun. So he says, if Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Shan Nun, what's the Shan Nun? So Rav Tzadik said, the Shan Nun is the bal tshuva. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to ever come on to tshuva. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu had kinna from the Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, because they were able to reach the Shan Nun. But either way, I'm forgetting what we're talking about. Oh, so the Chidah brings from the Guri Ari, who said a Dover Nifla Mamish. He said that they told Rabbi Akiva, Malach Eitzel Agada, Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis. This is Mamish on Malamikir Amra. He said, why Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis? He said, because Rabbi Akiva was an Amma Aretz for the first 40 years of his life. And he wasn't just an Amma Aretz. He said, Kshayisi Amma Aretz, I used to say, if somebody would give me a Talmud Chacham, an Ashchenu Kechamar, not like a Caleb, the Gemara says, Mamish like a Chamar, right? An Ashchenu Kechamar. He said, during those 40 years, it's poshut Rabbi Akiva cannot have conducted himself b'ktusha v'tayim. It's not possible. He was an Amoritz. Barayosin Yetzahara, barayosin Teira Tavon. The only Tavon for the Yetzahara is the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva, the Guri Ari, said the first 40 years of his life, he didn't know b'ktusha v'tayim. And therefore, he needed a tikkun on those 40 years. I mean, you can't even say this. But this is what the Guri Ari said, that he needed a tikkun. What's the tikkun for someone whose guf is meluchlich b'tumma? How do you get Torah? By learning say the Torahs. And that's why they told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis. Malach Eitzel Agada, the Lutzkerov said, because his koich wasn't in Agada. I mean, we're saying Mamash Chedushim Gedoilim, but this is all from Kadmoinim. Klach Eitzel Nagon Vaholis, why Nagon Vaholis? So Pasha you learn, because it's very hard, right? That's the way you learn Pasha. God, in Bris, they say that Rabbi Chaim once asked, he said that a holis, he understood, of a Nagon? No, Nagon, Zazai Shver, Zazai Zachman in Bris. Of a Lamaisa, he said, Hase is the builder, because you have to know all the Pratim of the God. Hey, this is the builder. No, the builder. But I'll go upon him. A holus he heard. The God he didn't hear so much. But this is the Indian. He said, but the Teres is not as hard. In Teres HaSoyed, it's more based on the fact that what? It's more based on the fact that when you learn Teres, you zoicha to Ketusha the Tahir. But I'll go upon him. This Rashi is a very revealing Rashi. Kachin, Virfakarin, Shamu Parmas Vasenu. Again, Moyer is Allah Chalamaisa, Noshim is Allah Chalamaisa, Sayyidi Yeshua is like Rashi calls it, Nezikin is Eichet Allah Chalamaisa. Where's Kachim Allah Chalamaisa? Bechal Makun, Mukta Mugish Gishmi. I don't know, based on that. So everything's Allah Chalamaisa. Tyrus is Allah Chalamaisa, this is Allah Chalamaisa. Either way, this Rashi is a Marim Makim in some of those Shmuzin.